My name's Reese. I have the great privilege of being on staff here with NCS. I get to partner with you wonderful students, particularly on the Central Coast. I love that. Let's go. At Arimba and Gosford, the best campuses of the University of Newcastle, because we have free parking and no mosquitoes. Fun fact about me, I really love dinosaurs. If you want to talk about dinosaurs, please talk to me. Little nod from Mia, let's go. But far more importantly, we're going to look at God's word tonight. And so I want to start with a bit of a question for you. How will you use your life? How will you use your life? It's a big question, right? You thought you were coming here for a nice, relaxing getaway for the weekend, a chill Friday night before everything really kicks off. And here I am throwing big questions at you. How will you use your life? Now, I think if you were to ask people this question on campus, I think you'd get quite a number of different answers, right? I'm here to study, aren't I? I'm going to use my life climbing the career ladder, making as much money as possible so I can retire and enjoy myself. That might be what you'd hear. I want to make a difference. I want to transform the world, leave it a different place to how it was when I began, you might hear. Or I'm going to travel. Or I'm going to enjoy myself, or I'm going to slave away at a desk job working for the man until I can finally quit and do nothing for the rest of my life. Maybe you'll hear, my life is mine, and so I'm going to use it for me. Or perhaps, I think, maybe the most common of all, you might hear people just say, I don't know, I've never really thought about it. It's a big question, but it's a question that we don't have to answer alone. And so with the 25-ish minutes that we've got here, I hope to get us started helping to answer this question together. It's a big task, but we're going to have a go. Let's see. The first thing I do want to say to you is I'm really glad that you are here at Getaway. It is a great opportunity to make friends, a great opportunity to dig into the Bible, and a great opportunity to get locked in the least threatening way possible, locked in to NCS community. You are here with NCS. You're here at university to get a tertiary level understanding of your career path, right? Whatever that's going to be. And at NCS, we want to be a place that's going to help you get a tertiary level of understanding of your faith as well, to deepen and stretch and enrich and equip you in your relationship with Jesus for the rest of your life. And here at NCS, we have five aims to make that happen. If you've read our constitution, you'll know this, but you haven't because you're a normal person. Five aims for NCS, boom, on the board there. To uphold and teach the core truths of Christianity as contained in the Bible. To be a welcoming and loving community for all students. To share the good news of Jesus and invite students to have faith in him. To strengthen Christians in faith and obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ. And to present the needs and challenge of Christian service at home and abroad. That's constitutionally why we exist. There's wiggle room around the edges, but I love the aims. I think they're really helpful. These are good and wonderful and beautiful things that I really hope are achieved for you in your life across your time with us. For tonight, though, we're going to zoom in on one of these aims, unpack it a bit, see what the Bible has to say, and consider what it might look like for us to have that aim fulfilled in our lives. Tonight, we're going to dig in to aim 5. Oh, bold. The first thing to notice from this aim is that here at NCS, we are on about service. We're on about Christian service. And this hopefully comes as no surprise. Remember, Jesus himself, when he talked about why he came to earth in Mark 10, he said, "The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Our Lord Jesus was a servant. He was one who put the needs of others above himself, one who pursued the good of the other above his own desires, one who would humble himself to the point of death, even death on a cross, to save us from our sins. And in case there was any doubt about whether this kind of loving service was a thing just reserved for Jesus, Jesus makes it clear that this is for everyone. When he was asked, what is the greatest commandment? I trust you know his response. Jesus said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself." Love God and love your neighbor. That is the invitation from Jesus upon every single one of his followers. To love, to give, to serve. And here, I want you to see that this is actually what you're being equipped for over your time at university, whether you've noticed it or not. For many, your education and your career is just a means to an end. It's a way to make money. It's a way to make a name for yourself. But as followers of Jesus, our training at university gets shifted into something far greater. It gets shifted when we see it as training in love. For the teachers in the room, you're being equipped to love students. When you understand your training rightly, you're being equipped to grow them in their understanding of the world and themselves, to support them at a vital stage of life, to help them flourish instead of flounder. Teachers, you're being equipped to love. For the engineers in the room, you're being equipped to build, right? To build bridges and buildings, to do chemical and electrical and digital systems and infrastructures. These are things that will aid people in their everyday lives, making transportation and communication possible, but creating products that will improve or even save lives. Engineers, you are being trained in love. Lawyers who restrain corruption, doctors who cure sickness, OTs who help people participate in the world, psychologists who will help produce fruitful thought patterns instead of negative ones. Whatever you are studying, when you understand it rightly, you're being equipped to love. And so straight off the bat tonight, my encouragement to you is to make the most of that. Commit to your studies. Be well equipped to love while you're here at university. And take the opportunity as well here at university to dig deep in the Bible, to wrestle with God's word, to understand the beauty and richness of the gospel so you can see how your studies fit with God's grand picture for the world. Because the gospel will help you apply your training rightly in love and to see the opportunities that your training will create. Because when you graduate uni, you won't just be an engineer or a teacher or a lawyer. You, if you trust in the Lord Jesus, you will be a Christian engineer. You'll be a Christian teacher. You'll be a Christian lawyer. And so when Jesus shapes our whole lives, he shapes our work in wonderful ways to be spaces of genuine love and service. One quick example, I think, where we see this kind of gospel thinking shape our lives. If you've been at Bible talks these last couple of weeks, one advantage for Callahan, I guess, but Kosi, you can listen to the Spotify podcast. Martin puts them up. Shout out, Martin. Speaking of, Martin has been unpacking for us in Bible. What's the Bible talks been on? Let's test time, quick. Made in God's image, let's go. As we grasp these truths, that every single human being on our planet is made in the image of a personal, holy, and sovereign God, we see the inherent value of every single person. That everyone we meet in life is worthy of love and honor and respect. And that will drive us to value them as we serve in whatever spaces we end up. As teachers, as lawyers, engineers, not motivated by money or fame or distinction, but motivated by love for image bearers. Paul kind of makes this big picture point for us. He calls us, those who are saved by Jesus, to servant love multiple times throughout the epistles. Two little examples. In Titus 2, he tells us, I didn't put it up. Oh, there it is. I might have had it up early. Jesus gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness, to purify for himself a people that are his own. To what end? What are we doing with that? People who are eager to do what is good. To do what is good, to love others and put them first. And in Galatians 6, therefore, as we have every opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially those who belong to the family of believers. And so my question to you then is, are you going to make the most of this time you have at uni? With the help of your NCS brothers and sisters around you, to be equipped for love, to be on for Christian service. And friends, we don't just do this as some arbitrary invitation from Jesus. This isn't something just made up for no reason. We do this because there is need. Sin has shattered our world in so many ways. It's broken our relationship with God. It's broken our relationships with one another. Sin has broken our relationship with creation. And so each and every person in our world, because of those effects of sin, is in deep need of love, of care and service, embodied signposts as we live out our response to the mercy of God that's been shown to us. And so whether you end up working in parts of Africa where running water is a precious and longed-for commodity, or whether you end up in one of the great cities of the Western world where loneliness is the latest epidemic, your training in love will equip you to serve people made in the image of God for the rest of your life. It goes without saying that these kinds of needs are both local and global, at home and abroad. The default for so many of our friends will be to just stay where we are. Or maybe, if we're particularly ambitious, to move to the kind of place we'd love to live, with good weather and good coffee. But there is need for the loving service of Christian people all around our world. And each of us have the opportunity to fill some of those needs. Across your time with NCS, we hope that your view will be raised to the world to consider how you may use your gifting and your training in love to serve people from all kinds of places in all kinds of ways. Because our God isn't just the God of Newcastle and the Central Coast. He's the God of the whole world. NCS is on about Christian service that loves the other, that puts their needs first in whatever field we work. But Christian service isn't just about loving people in this broad sense. It absolutely is to do this. And your work, whatever it ends up being, your work will flood you with opportunities to make decisions to love people in your workplace and outside of it. And our prayer at NCS is that we might help equip you to do that well. But there's also a narrower sense of Christian service that we hope to equip you for as well. And that is kingdom building service. The work of the Lord, evangelism, and edification. Because you might have noticed Ephesians 4 that was read for us earlier, Paul tells us how the body of Christ grows to maturity. Like that's the goal for each and every one of us in God's plans and purposes. It's the end to which our Father is moving every person who trusts in Jesus, all by the work of the Spirit, towards maturity in Christ. And it happens as the people that Christ has gifted to his church, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and pastors and teachers, equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ might be built up. It's as these speakers of God's word, notice those apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, the speakers of God's word equip everyday Christians, that we all are, so that you... can serve one another with gospel truths to grow each other to maturity. Paul says a similar thing again later in the chapter. He says, from him, from Christ, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part, as you, does its work. And in this moment, I don't think Paul is talking about the broad sense that we've already talked about, because with all due respect, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastor, teachers probably won't teach you how to be a great engineer I'm not sure. It's not my training, at the very least. So if you come to me with like, hey, can you help me with the stresses on my bridge? Please don't, unless it's in Bridge Builder, because I love the... Anyway. But apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, speakers of God's word, they will equip you with the gospel. And they'll equip you to proclaim it to believers, to build you up in your relationship with Jesus and build them up, to strengthen you in your faith and obedience to him. And they'll equip you to proclaim it to those who don't yet know Jesus and to invite them to put their faith in him. And here at NCS, Christ has gifted you with one another. And he's gifted you with a staff team, we hope, so that you might be equipped, so that you might not only serve the needy with love, but also serve them with the gospel. Because again, there is great need. There was need in Jesus' day. Matthew 9, we read from verse 35, that Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom. That is the gospel proclamation I'm talking about. And healing every disease and sickness. We see even in the ministry of Jesus, there's that loving service that meets people's needs. And when Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. And he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." Jesus makes it clear to his followers that there are huge needs. First of all, there are sheep without shepherds. There are saints who need equipping. Members of God's flock, God's family, who need to hear the gospel again and again, to be strengthened and edified and equipped to follow him with their whole lives. That's all of us who trust in Jesus, isn't it? But also, he reminds us that there are lost sheep in our world. There are those outside of God's family who need to hear the gospel, who need to hear the offer of forgiveness found in the death and resurrection of Jesus, who need to put their faith in him and be brought from death to life. And all these needs remain as true now as they were then. And they're as true here as they were there. I'm going to throw some numbers at you. Numbers aren't the everything, but numbers represent real people. People made in the image of God. And so across Newcastle, Lake Macquarie and Central Coast, I was looking at some census data for you, there are nearly 750,000 people in our region. Of those 750,000, nearly half of them, 305,000 people, reported having no religion at all. It's a growing number across our whole country. And the number of people following other religions is approaching 10%. It's currently 65,000 people at the last census. In our region alone, then, there are 370,000 individuals, people made in the image of God, who don't know Jesus at all. People who are lost in sin and in need of forgiveness. And that's not including those who would tick a Christian box without having any real relationship with Jesus who died and rose for them. And so we need people to be equipped for this kind of Christian service, to share the gospel with the lost, to build up those who don't know Jesus so that they can love him more and more. Hundreds and thousands of people are destined for hell. And thousands more need strengthening to keep trusting Jesus in an increasingly secular world. And so we have the opportunity to love and serve them by pointing them again and again to the gospel. And while these numbers for our region, proportionally, they are higher than national averages, we're far from the neediest place even in Australia. In Canberra, the number of Christians is even lower. Canberra needs Christian lawyers, Christian politicians, Christian teachers, everything. People who will work not for themselves, but who will lovingly serve those around them. And who will serve in the work of the Lord, encouraging fellow Christians, sharing the good news with their workmates. Darwin has even fewer. In the Northern Territory, the percentage of people who identify as Christians, for the whole population, it's 7% lower than national averages. Who identify as Christians. I have friends from previous churches, friends I went to college with, who serve diligently up in Darwin. And there are people there, and there in Darwin, they need Christian people. They need Christian engineers and IT workers and psychologists who will meet the needs of people in that city, and Christian workers who will love others in their church and look for opportunities to talk about Jesus with their friends. And if we cast our eyes to the world, remember, at home and abroad, just as the needs for broad, loving service grow in so many parts of our world, so too do gospel needs grow. Nearly half of the world's people groups, 42% of them, are classed as unreached. They have very few Christians. They have no history of gospel work among them. 3.4 billion people who have little to no access to even hear the good news of Jesus, let alone respond in faith and be grown to repentance, grown towards maturity. There are another 800 million people who are regarded as minimally or superficially reached. These are people groups and places that your work can get you access to. People and places who need engineers and teachers. If I haven't called out the thing you're studying, it's not because I don't. Like, it's good, I just don't know everything. These are places around the world where you could work and love and serve and contribute to the growth of a local church in real and meaningful ways. And so at NCS, our hope is that across your time with us, as we dig into the Bible, as we lift our eyes to the world, these values, this desire for Christian service in all its breadth and richness would fill your heart. That week by week, semester by semester, a conference by conference, in every small group and Bible talk, you will be more and more equipped to serve the people whom God has put in your life. To love them with your time and energy and skills, and to love them by pointing them to Jesus wherever they're at in their walk with him. And as we do this together, I hope you can see that we're forming an answer to my question from the start. How will you use your life? The short answer is, I hope, in Christian service. But that's a big question, and it's big picture. It's a big picture answer. It's not very specific, is it? So what does that actually look like? What does that look like now? And what might it look like after uni? I've got five things. I think they're five things. There might be sub things or blur. Anyway, it doesn't matter. First of all, what does it look like now to be presented with the needs and challenge of Christian service at home and abroad? The first thing I'll say to you, be equipped. Suck the marrow out of NCS. Why is that funny? Haven't you been, you know, a nice restaurant where they have like that bone marrow, and it is so, and you can't just get a spoon and just, you got to suck the marrow. You got to commit to that, put effort in. Do that with NCS. You have 3 or 4 years here at uni, maybe more. They're tired out years that you have intentionally set aside to be trained for your career. And so use that time to be trained as well for Christian service. Go to Bible talks. Go to small groups. Go to camps and conferences. Take up training opportunities like Cannes on the coast. New thing. Let's go. Like the upcoming visit from Sam Green. Do we know about that yet? We do. Great. I was worried that I'd spoiled it by mentioning it. But like, go to all of these things. Make time for them. Commit to them. Talk to your NCS friends about what the Bible says about what you're studying. Let iron sharpen iron as you bring the gospel to bear on K-6 pedagogies and social psychology and the production of surfactants. Filter your training in your career through that gospel gem so that it can refract and turn those things you're learning into beautiful acts of love, and so it can filter out the untruths that will come from an academia that in so many ways has exchanged the truth of God for a lie. Make the most of your time at uni to be equipped for a lifetime of following Jesus in Christian service. Make the most of it, yes. Suck the marrow. 2, start now. Many of you have jobs
Well, when I was at uni, not many people had jobs. We just did uni, but you guys have jobs. What? How do you think about that job? Is it a way to make money? Is it a drain on your time? Or is your job a way to love and serve people? As you serve people at Schnitz, or as you work as an SLSO, did I get the letters right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. How are you serving people in love as you go about that? How are you putting the needs of customers, of students, of co-workers above your own out of gospel-shaped love for them? And start serving in gospel ways too. Join a ministry team here at NCS. Ask how you can help serve your small group or serve at Bible talks or in evangelism. Come along to a stall. Invite a friend to read Uncover. Serve at church. There are countless opportunities with NCS to encourage Christians to share the gospel with those who don't yet know Jesus. And so take those opportunities. Grow your life of Christian service here and now. But we're not just on about your time here with NCS. We're on about the rest of your life. And so we hope NCS will grow you to loving service wherever you end up. And so my third one, use your training in love. Use your training in loving service of others. Grow now motivations, patterns, habits that mean when you graduate, you won't just go straight for the highest paying job in the best neighborhood. That might be where you end up, but train, start getting the practice now, ingrain in yourself the ability to slow down and consider instead where you can best serve people. It might be there at a nice suburb. It might be in southwest Sydney with booming immigration. It might be in the Northern Territory with hungry churches. It might be across the globe in countries who have abandoned the gospel and need to be called back, or in countries that have never heard. Because whatever your training, you can use it to serve people in any of these places. So let that be your framework of these big decisions. My fourth one, consider gospel training. There are great opportunities to invest in gospel service. There is so much that you can do in edifying the church and evangelism to the lost, wherever your work is, whatever that might be. But maybe you want to try something that gives more time for these sorts of things. You can grow the church as you work in whatever space that is, but maybe you want more time. You might like to consider something like MTS. We love training for people here at NCS. It happens as we train you in so many ways, but it also happens in a more intense way with ministry traineeships. If you've been around a little while, you might remember Tim and Nicola, or if you're around now, as you are, I know because I can see you. Hopefully you've met Thomas. Where's Thomas? He's at the back, right in the middle. There you go. He's an easy one to see. These are people who are not much older than you, who have given 2 years to be trained in gospel ministry. Not everyone who does MTS continues into full-time vocational ministry. Not everyone should. Not everyone has to. But it might be a great way for you to invest in Christian service that proclaims the gospel. Well, you think about that while you're at uni. And finally, the last thing I might invite you to consider full-time gospel work. If it is something like... beyond something like MTS, full-time, blah, blah, blah. NCS is a place where we hope to be growing you in your character, in your convictions, in your competencies. A place that will see you deep in God's word, serving one another, proclaiming the gospel, living in rich gospel community. And for some of you along the way, you might have the opportunity to be an answer to Jesus's prayer for more workers, right? To be a worker in God's harvest field. It's not a decision for tonight, but it's one just to drip, drip, drip in the back of your mind. You might be an excellent teacher, and that will be so good and bring glory to God as you work hard to love people there. Or you might commit to a lifetime of gospel ministry. Because friends, NCS is all about Christian, not all about, on about Christian service. We're on about self-sacrificial love for all people, using the gifts and training and skills that we've been given to do what is good, to walk in acts of love, to be on for the other people that God has put in our lives, wherever we end up. And NCS is also on about Christian service that proclaims the gospel, that builds up the faithful, that calls the lost to repentance and forgiveness. We've got a glimpse, just a glimpse tonight as well, of the needs there are for this. Needs at home and needs abroad. And we've all heard that challenge. How will you use your life? Our prayer is that whatever your life looks like, it will be one of loving, compassionate, gospel-shaped Christian service for the rest of your life. So would you pray with me to that end? Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for NCS that we get to gather as your people while at uni, dig deep into your word, encourage one another, shape one another in gospel ways. Now, Father, help us to be a community, to be people who are committed to Christian service, to lovingly serve others, putting their needs above our own, using our university training as training in love for people made in your image. And Father, help us to be people who proclaim the gospel, who grow Christians in their faith, and who invite people who don't yet know Jesus to faith in him, whether that be in our regular work or in full-time gospel work. Help us to be wise with our time. Help us to love you and love others with our time, that we would be people, individuals, and a community that bring honor and glory to our Lord Jesus, the one who died and rose for us, who is the ultimate servant, put our needs above his own, in order that we may be brought back into family with you. Help us be like Jesus for our good and for his glory. Amen.